October the 5th, 2011. Rugby sponsorship. Two players have been fined $10,000 each for using a mouthguard with a sponsor's name on it during the Rugby World Cup, the RWC. The rules for the RWC are that teams may not show any sponsors' advertising for those 7 weeks of the RWC. The reason is to protect the rights of the official sponsors. The International Rugby Board, the IRB, sells the TV rights to show the games. The IRB says that a total of about 4 billion people throughout the world watch the RWC on TV, and sponsors pay to have their advertising showing during the games. The IRB uses the money to promote the game around the world, especially the countries below the top 10 rugby countries. The New Zealand Rugby Union is not happy about the IRB's rules. They say that FIFA allows teams during the Football World Cup to show their sponsors on a banner outside their hotel or on their clothes when they are not playing games. The New Zealand Rugby Union says they are losing money during the RWC. They expect to get about $270 million from ticket sales, but costs of running the competition are about $310 million. They are also losing money from not holding the usual tournaments during this time. There are other costs. The RWC is costing Auckland ratepayers $102 million, while the government has so far spent $300 million to help run the competition. However, an economist said that New Zealand should not worry about losing money over the RWC. New Zealanders are enjoying the games, and this is important after the Christchurch earthquake and world financial problems. The RWC will also encourage more young people to play rugby.